And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson on evil, pain, and suffering, we noted that we sometimes suffer because of the wrong choices of those around us. But we also went on to note that while we may have to live in this world, we must never be of this world. The Apostle John reminded us, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." 1 John 2, verse 15. Another apostle, Paul, wrote in Romans 12, verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." For Christians, suffering should never be something to be feared. John wrote on Christ's behalf, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2, verse 10. The Apostle Peter said, "When you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, that is commendable before God." 1 Peter 2, verse 20. The point is that, for Christians, citizenship in heaven represents the ultimate protection. But how can we obtain citizenship? Well, here's how. First, we must hear what God has to say. Romans 10, verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Then we must believe that Jesus is God's Son. In John 8, 24, Jesus himself said, "If you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." We also must repent of our sins, which means that we must be sorry for what we have done and strive not to sin in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13, 3, "Unless you repent, you will all perish." We must also be willing to confess Jesus as God's Son. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, "For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then we must be baptized in water for the remission of our sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter told the Jews, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Being a faithful Christian is indeed the ultimate protection against evil, pain, and suffering.